我们翻到诗篇第126篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 126.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦人就有人说，耶和华为我们行了大事。
Then when our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing, then said they among the heathen.
耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
The Lord had done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us. Therefore, we are glad.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的归回，好像南地的河水复流。
Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
He that go forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
我们知道这首诗篇是上行之诗。
We know that the psalm is the song of degrees.
从120篇一直到134篇，有15篇的诗篇都称作上行诗。
From Psalm number 134, there are 15 psalms.
因为以色列人他们每年去过节的时候，特别到耶路撒冷去。
Every year, Jewish people went to Jerusalem to celebrate their feast.
他们从不同的地方，他们要走很远的路，最后呢，终于到了耶路撒冷，来到神的脚前。
From different places, they went different ways, and they all came to Jerusalem.
所以一路往上走的时候，他们就唱这十五篇的诗篇。
So when they walk upward, they just sang these psalms.
等到主耶稣的时候，如果他们来到了圣殿。
So at the time of Jesus, when they arrived at the temple,
特别全以色列家聚在一起的时候，
especially when the family of Jewish people gathered together,
他们就会发现说，他们那个时候有一个习惯，就是在往圣殿的那个阶梯上。
So they have a habit that when they were walking on the step of the holy temple,
因为有十五个台阶，
because there are 15 steps,
所以利未人就代表所有的以色列人在那唱上行诗。
So the Levites will represent the entire Israelite and sing these songs of degrees.
一共是十五级的阶梯。
So totally there are 15 steps.
他们在每一级每一个梯次上，他们就唱一首的上行诗。
On every step they sing one song.
所以等到他们快来到神面前的时候，
So when they almost approach the face of God,
神就把他们一路上所经历的，把它浓缩成像一个阶梯一样。
God will condense all their experiences like a stairway.
那些诗都是他们在路上唱的。
And all the hymns were sang when they were on their way.
代表他们的经历。
Representing their experience.
那你怎么形容这个经历呢？
How do you describe such experience?
所以呢，现在圣，所以我们知道，在主耶稣那个时候，你就知道说，就是当利未人唱了上行十五篇的时候，你就知道我们一路上怎么样能来到神的面前。
So at the time of Jesus, when the Levites sing these 15 songs of degree, you will know how the Israelites came to the face of God.
所以人就问说，这十五篇到底是谁写，谁把它们放在一起的？
People ask, who put these 15 psalms together?
因为里面有四首是大卫写的。
Because four of them were written by David.
有一首明明说是所罗门写的。
One was written by Solomon.
还有十首呢，我们不知道是谁写的。
And ten of them, we don't know who wrote them.
所以现在我们就要问说，如果根据这十五篇里面的内容，
so now we have to ask, according to the content of these 15 songs,
我们有没有可能找到一些蛛丝马迹，知道说大概是谁写的？
Can we find some clues about who's the writer?
那如果大家真的把这十五篇读过的话，
if you really read these 15 songs carefully,
你知道写诗的人一定要跟大卫相当的。
You know that Psalm is supposed to be the equivalent level of David.
那么，而且跟所罗门一定是相当。
And he also has been in the equivalent level of Solomon.
所以他应该是在坐在大卫宝座王位上面的，王位上的也许其中的一个君王。
He's supposed to be one of the kings that sat on the throne of David.
但有的人会做王，有的人不会写诗。
Some people can be the king, but they don't know how to write songs.
大卫是王，大卫也是诗人。
David was a king, he was also a poet.
所罗门是王, 所罗门也是诗人。
Solomon was a king, and he was a poet.
所以你记得他写了多少诗, 1,005首歌。
You can remember how many psalms he wrote. He wrote 1,005 songs.
然后在圣经里面给我们看见 Song of Songs, 给我们看见歌中之歌。
And in the Bible, we see the Song of Songs.
所以没有疑问的, 大卫是诗人。
Without a doubt, David is a poet.
没有疑问的, 就是所罗门是诗人。
Without a doubt, Solomon is a poet.
那么在这么多的坐在大卫宝座上的,
Among all the people that sit in front of the throne of David,
我们能不能找到另外一个君王也是诗人?
Can we find another king that's also a poet?
所以现在我们来看这个以赛亚书。
So now let's look at the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第 38章,
Book of Isaiah chapter 38,
第9节,
verse 9.
犹大王西西家患病已经痊愈, 就作诗说,
The writing of Hezekiah the king of Judah when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness.
所以下面他写了一首歌,
Therefore follows he wrote a song.
那为着 前两天没有来的弟兄姊妹,
For the brothers and sisters who did not came the 2 days,
我很快地说一下,
I just want to quickly mention.
你知道西西家这个王是坐在宝座上难得一个非常好的王。
You know Hezekiah is a king that is very special. It's a very rare good king.
你知道在你们不需要翻, 但是我很快地点一下。
You don't need to turn, but I'll just quickly point it out.
你如果在列王记上, 列王记下18章那里有一句话,
If you look at 2 Kings chapter 18, there's a writing says,
西西家依靠, 第5节,
verse 5,
西西家依靠耶和华以色列的神,
18章第5节,
西西家依靠耶和华以色列的神,
He trusted in the Lord God of Israel,
在他前后的犹大列王中, 没有一个,
So that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah.
英文是 after, 但其实应该是前后, 没有一个犹大, 有, 没有一个犹大列王中, 没有一个比他更好, 更厉害,
So English says it's after, but in Chinese it's both before and after.
所以我们就知道说, 坐在大卫宝座上的,
So you know the one who sat on the throne of David.
最有名的是大卫。
The most famous is David.
那么最有名的是所罗门。
The most famous is also Solomon.
他们都算是开国的元老, 就是说在整个以色列历史上最早开始的。
They are the ones who are the frontiers of their history.
但是慢慢以色列的历史开始荒凉。
Gradually, the history of Israel started to fade away.
这个时候神兴起了一个王。
Now, at this moment, God raised a king.
这个王, 圣经明明说是在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个及他。
So this king that God has mentioned that before him and after him, there's no king like him.
所以当他在那里坐在王位上的时候,
So when he was sitting on the throne,
神果然大大的使用,
God truly used him mightily.
就在他一生最强壮的时候,
Just at the time when he was at the peak of his life,
他39岁的时候,
He was 39 years old.
他就得了一个绝症。
He got a terminal illness.
神借着以赛亚告诉他说你要准备后事。
So through Isaiah, God told him that you have to prepare what's happening after.
结果西西家在神面前面对着墙有一个祷告。
Therefore, Hezekiah faced a wall and had a prayer to God.
然后他在神面前痛哭。
And he wept bitterly in front of the Lord.
那个时候以赛亚还没有离开整个的宫殿。
At that time, Isaiah did not depart the palace yet. Therefore, God called him back again.
神告诉他说,
And God told him that he heard Hezekiah's prayer.
他说,
he said that I heard your prayer. And I saw your tears. I will heal you.
意思是说你这个病会好的,
Which means that you will be cured.
然后下面接着说,
Therefore, he followed and said,
第三天你要站上耶和华。
On the third day, you will go up to the house of the Lord. I will give you another 15 years of life.
虽然你职业是君王,
although you're Your profession as a king.
你病好了以后，应该赶快就回到你的宝座。
After you're healed, you have to go back to your throne.
但是不是的。
It's not that.
你病好，怎么叫你病好了呢？
How do you know that you're cured?
神既然医治你。
Since God had healed you.
你当然第三天你就能够上耶和华的殿。
Of course, on the third day, you can go to the house of the Lord.
当一个君王上耶和华的殿的时候。
When the king go up to the palace of Jehovah.
你看见他是步步上升的。
Step by step, he went upward.
他越往上越靠近神。
The higher he goes, the closer he's to God.
所以我们知道说，这个就是西西家他病好了以后，神答应他要三天要上耶和华的殿。
So after Hezekiah was cured, that's what God had promised that on the third day he can go to the house of the
Lord. 当他这样活在神面前的时候。
So if he lived in front of the Lord like that.
神说我再加给你十五岁数。
God said that I will give you 15 years of life.
这个次序是不能够掉过头来。
You cannot reverse the order.
那么那个时候，以赛亚就向神要兆头。
Therefore, at that time, Isaiah asked God for a sign.
怎么知道将来这件事会发生呢？
How do you know that will happen?
所以最后神就给了西家一个兆头。
Therefore, God had given Hezekiah a sign.
那么他在大概是在病床的窗户往外看，可以看到一个阶梯。
So in his sick bed, he can look through a window and saw the stairway.
中文是翻作日晷。
So in the Chinese, it says it's a sundial.
其实原文就是阶梯。
But the original language means stairway.
中文告诉我们是那个兆头呢，是太阳的影子要倒退十度。
In Chinese, it says that the shadow of the sun will go back 10 steps.
原来当太阳快要平息的时候。
So when the sun was about setting.
它越穿过一个建筑物。
It may go through a building.
然后他会投影投在那个他父亲的那个阶梯上。
And cast a shadow on his father's stairway.
那么你知道，等到太阳已经平息了。
So when you know that the sun is setting.
如果太阳完全下山的话。
If the sun was completely set.
你在那个阶梯上一点影子都看不到。
You will not see any shadow on the
stairs. 你知道的，所有的这个影子盖满了整个的阶梯。
You know that the stairs are covered by shadows.
但是大家想想看，如果神迹发生了。
If miracle happened.
太阳应该已经下来了。
Supposedly, the sun was set.
你看见吗？这个如果是建筑物的话。
You see that if this is a building.
如果建筑，如果梯子在这里的话。
If the stairway is here.
你看太阳已经下去了。
You see the sun already went down.
所以当然你看见那个阶梯都是黑影。
You see, of course, the stairs are dark.
但是假定说太阳慢慢升又升起来。
If you see that the sun start to rise a little bit. Again,
那稍微高升起来一点点。
Even if it's just a little bit.
你就看见你能看见那个阶梯最下面那个梯级。
You may see the lower steps.
然后你再慢慢再升高一点点。
The sun rose a little bit higher.
两个梯级。
Maybe two steps.
三个梯级。
Three steps.
四个梯级。
Four steps.
然后呢，你看见十个梯级。
Then you'll see ten steps.
那就告诉我们说，你看见那个影子慢慢往后退，退了十个台阶。
You see the shadow receded about ten steps.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们知道西西家。他一生的太阳应该要下山。
You know that Hezekiah's son of the son of his life supposed to be set.
神告诉他说你要准备后事。
God just said that prepare what's going to happen.
他的脚已经踩在死亡的幽谷里面。
He already stepped in the shadow of death.
他知道说那个太阳不会再升起。
He knew that his sun would not rise again.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
没有想到。
Unexpectedly, God healed him.
太阳已经下去了。
The sun was set already.
好像就是人来讲，死亡的阴影完全笼罩他了。
For man, it seems like the shadow of death already covered him totally.
他怎么会想到第三天会再站在神的面前？
How would he expect that on the third day he would stand in front of the Lord?
如果这件事情发生的话，
if this happened,
那不是告诉我们说他已经在死亡的幽谷里面三天了？
It shows us that he was already in the shadow of death for three days.
到了第三天，你看见有一个光照在他的阶梯上。
On the third day, there's a light that shines on his steps.
为什么照在阶梯上呢？
Why on the stairway?
因为他能够上耶和华殿。去来到神的面前。
Because therefore he could go up to the house of the Lord and see the Lord.
所以我们知道这幅图画是很清楚的。
So you see that this picture is very clear.
神就是告诉他说,
God just wanted to show
今天如果你还活着,
if you're still living today,
今天如果你还侍奉神,
if you still serve the Lord today,
你所有的能力是死而复活的能力,
the kind of strength that you have is this death and resurrection power.
你的经历乃是死而复活的经历。
And your experience is death and resurrection experience.
弟兄姊妹，太阳怎么可能倒退十度呢？
Brothers and sisters, how could the sunlight, the shadow of the sun recede?
太阳明明下去了，怎么又起来了呢？
The sun was set, how could that rise again?
这就是很重要的预表。
This is a very special symbol.
God, no,
sign.
不是，这个一个
prophecy.
No, 等等。Type, very important
type. This is a very special type.
我们知道这个旧约里面充满了许多的预表。
You see that the Old Testament has a lot of types.
一直到了主耶稣从死里复活的时候。
Until Jesus is resurrected.
你看见那个就是实体，真的事情来到了。
So that's a reality.
但是在这个以前。
But before that.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你怎么知道一个人死了，然后他又能多活，主又叫他起来，又能活十五年呢？
How do you know that one person died and God revived him again?
所以现在你就明白了。
Now you can understand.
那幅图画乃是死而复活的图画。
That picture is a picture of death and resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，现在每这个整个的十五年。
Now the entire 15 years.
每一年都是借来的。
Every year is borrowed.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
今天我们活在地上。
Now we live on earth.
基督的生命已经在我们里面。
The life of Christ is already in us.
那个生命乃是死而复活。
That life is the life of death and resurrection.
保罗明明告诉我们。
Paul told us clearly.
我们的身体是必朽坏的身体。
Our bodies will be corrupted.
那我要问弟兄姊妹,
I'm going to ask you,
我们今天和世人有什么不同?
What's the difference of us and the worldly people?
有一件不同的。
One thing is different.
今天你看见复活的生命在我们里面。
You see, the resurrected life is among us.
借给我们许多的日子。
It has given us more days.
借给我们。
Loan to us more days.
借给我们许多的能力。
And loan to us more strength and power.
所以为什么呢？
Why?
因为叫我们能够上神的殿。
Therefore, we can go up to the house of the Lord.
叫我们有一条上行的路。
So we have a way of ascending.
叫我们在他面前生命能够长大。
And we can grow our life in front of Him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
凡神所托付你的，
whatever God has entrusted you,
你最后能完成。
So finally, you can.
这就是为什么。我们蒙恩得救以后
That's why after we are saved,
主还留我们在地上
God still kept us on earth.
所以我们要记得
Therefore we have to
今天我们跟不信的人不能一样
Today we are not supposed to be the same as unbelievers. As year went by,
现在又到了新年
Now here's another year.
是不是这一年我们可以多赚一点钱
Can we make more money this year?
是不是这一年我们多抱一些孙子呢
Can we have more grandchildren this year?
这些都是好的
These are all good,
如果神祝福我们的话
if God bless us.
但如果今年你没有上到耶和华的殿
But if this year you did not go up to the house of the Lord
神所托付的你没有完成
And you did not finish what God has entrusted you
你就是抱多少个孙子
No matter how many grandchildren
就是全世界都是你的
Even if you gain the whole world
人若赚得全世界
If you gain the whole world
有什么益处呢
What good could that be
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
保罗很清楚在罗马第八章告诉我们
Paul clearly told us from Romans chapter 8
就是那个复活的生命
It's that resurrected life
叫我们这个必死的身体能够活过来。
That caused our corrupt body to be resurrected.
你知道，就着我们身体来讲，有一个趋势是慢慢老去的趋势。
You see that tendency of our body is that it will be dying day by day.
那个太阳一直往下低，往下降。
Our sun is setting day by day.
你看得很清楚的。
You can see that clearly.
那以太阳影子一直往前进，没有往后退的。
You see the shadow of the sun is proceeding but not receding.
但是感谢主。我们的生命是可以叫太阳倒退的生命。
Our life is a life that can make the sunlight recede.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不知道，如果你真的支取这个复活生命的时候
，You don't know that if you really use such a resurrected life.
你知道这个生命在你的身上要做多少的工作
？You will know how much work that resurrected life can work in your body.
也许你最多只能再经过十年。
Maybe you can just live another 10 years.
结果主可以多借给你20年。
Then God can loan to you another 10 years.
只要你是为他而活。
As long as you live for him,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我要医治你,
I'm going to heal you.
第三日, 你要上耶和华的殿。
On the third day, you will go up to the house of the Lord.
你若上耶和华的殿,
if you go up to the house of the
当然是借着你父亲那个梯子。
Of course, it's through your father's stairway.
那个就是亚哈斯的阶梯。
That is the stairway of Ahaz.
你如果真的上那条路,
if you really go up to that path,
你已经走到死亡的阴影。
You already walk into the shadow of death.
你怎么上去呢?
How can you go up?
你看见有一个亮光照在梯子上。
You will see that there is a light on your stairway.
现在你看见吗?你能够走在这条阶梯上。
Now you can walk up on the stairway.
慢慢的你就经历你就知道说神为什么多给了我们15年。
Gradually you'll understand why God has given you another 15 years.
所以这是那里的背景。
So this is the scenario of the whole
thing. 那现在我们来看他怎么来形容他所经过的。
So now let's look at how does that describe how he feels.
第三天
On the third day,
神叫他上耶和华的殿。
God told him to go up to the house of the Lord.
但是三天之内
Within the 3 days,
他要经过死亡的阴影。
He had to go through the shadow of death.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
现在怎么一个人能形容他那个时候的经历？
How could a man describe his own experience at that time?
我再说第五次。
I just want to say again.
今天地上你难得找到一首诗。
Today on earth you could rarely find a poem.
是告诉你他怎么经过死亡。
That could describe how he went through the death.
然后他从死里出来。
And then he came out from death.
如果有一首诗来形容死而复活的话。
If there's a poem that can describe death and resurrection.
在主耶稣死而复活以前。
Before Jesus' death and resurrection.
有一首的诗。
There is a poem.
是施洗迦写的。
That was written by Hezekiah.
他能够把那个经历把它描写出来。
He could describe the entire experience.
但是很可惜这首诗被埋没了。
Unfortunately, nobody knows this poem.
很少人能读到这首诗。
Very few people would pay attention on this poem.
如果你读到这首诗的话
But if you read this poem,
你说这个人是个伟大的诗。
You will say that this is a great poem.
这个人诗人，他绝对他的文笔绝对不亚于大卫或者是所罗门。
You will say that this person's ability of writing is not less than David or Solomon.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看他怎么形容那三天。
So you can see how describe those 3 days.
怎么经过死亡的幽谷？
How did he went through the shadow of death?
然后主怎么医治他？
And how God healed him?
他就起来了。
And then he rose.
他就上了耶和华的殿。
And he went up to the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这就是他所发生的。
This is what he experienced.
现在他把他的经历浓缩在那个诗里面。
Now he condensed his experiences in this poem.
所以第十节。
So on verse 10.
他说：“我说正在中年之日，必进入阴间的门。”
I said in the cutting of My days, I shall go to the gates of the grave.
我余剩的年岁不得享受。
I am deprived of the residue of my years.
我说我必不得见耶和华，就是在活人之地不见耶和华。
I said I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living.
他没有说我不见我的亲人。
He did not say that I didn't see my relatives.
因为他一直是与神有交通。
Because he continued to have fellowship with the Lord.
现在他觉得遗憾。
Now he felt a regret.
他不能见耶和华的面。
Because he could no longer see the face of Jehovah.
他加上一句。
He added another sentence.
那是在活人之地不能见耶和华的面。在活人之地。
Even the Lord in the land of the living.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So did you see that?
今天我们要珍惜每一分钟。
Now we have to treasure every minute.
我们还在活人之地的时候
As long as we are in the land of living,
你能见耶和华的面
You can see the face of Jehovah.
能与主有亲密的交通
You can have the fellowship with the Lord.
到那一天当然见耶和华的面
Until that day, of course you'll see the Lord.
但是请记得
But just remember,
在活人之地能见耶和华的面
If you can see the face of Jehovah at the land of living,
你还能见多少次
How many times can you see?
你还能见多久
And how long will that be?
现在神说时候到了。
So now God said the time is up.
你要走了。
You have to go.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and
sisters. 他有没有遗憾呢？
Did he regret?
你去读这一段圣经的时候。
Read this part of the Bible.
他有遗憾。
He has.
那个遗憾是什么？
What was that?
当他还活着的时候。
When he was living.
因为他与主面对面。
Because he had face to face to God.
他借着主的话。
Through the word of God.
借着诗歌。
Through the song.
他是活在神面前。
He lived before the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
现在你看见没有？
Now, did you see?
他的遗憾就是现在在活人之地不见耶和华。
Now his regret that he could not see the face of the Lord in the land of the living.
然后才是我与世上的居民不再见面。
I shall behold men no more.
你就知道这个人是活在神面前。
Therefore, you see that this person is the one that lived before the Lord.
你听听我们的祷告。
Just listen to our prayers.
你看看我们写的诗。
And see the poem we write.
你就知道我们这个人在什么地方。
And you'll know our position.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们认识大卫。
We know David.
我们也认识所罗门。
We know Solomon.
但是我们不认识西西家。
But we did not know Hezekiah.
西西家这个王对我们好像是陌生一样。
To us, Hezekiah is like a stranger.
但愿这个周末。
But maybe through this.
我们能够重新对西西家的一生，我们再做一次的再思。
We can look back and think of the life of Hezekiah.
让我们来回头来看西西家这个人。
And let's turn and look at Hezekiah again.
十二节。他说我的住处被迁去离开我好像牧人的帐篷一样
My age is departed as removed from me as a shepherd's tent.
你看见吗? 现在帐篷要离开了。
Did you see that his tent was going to leave him?
你看见这个就是, 你看保罗也用了这个图画。
Also, Paul uses part of the description.
他说我将生命卷起。
I have cut off like a waver of my life.
他39岁, 39岁, 好像不一样, 把他卷起来现在。
He was only 39, but he was like a fabric that's rolled up.
像织布的卷布一样。
He will cut, I will cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut off me with pinning sickness.
在他卷这个布的时候,
While he was being rolled up,
耶和必将我从机头剪断。
He will cut me off with pinning sickness.
从早到晚, 他要使我完结。
From day even to night, will thou make an end of me?
弟兄姊妹,
so this is his experience through those 3 days.
太阳已经下去了,
the sun was setting.
弟兄姊妹, 没有一点的光都看不见。
He could not see any light.
他说我使自己安静直到天亮。
He said that I reckon till morning.
他知道那一天,
He knew that on that day he would be resurrected.
那天, 天会亮,
on that day he would see the sunlight.
他像狮子折断我一切的骨头, 从早到晚,
that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even to night, will thou make an end of me?
我像燕子呢喃, 像白鹤鸣叫, 又像鸽子哀鸣, 我因仰光, 仰观, 眼睛困倦, 耶和华, 我受欺压, 求你为我作保。
Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. My eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me.
死亡欺压他。
Death oppressed him.
他能感觉到死亡的阴影在那里欺压他。
He could feel the shadow of death oppressed him.
他说求你为我作保。
He said that.
我可说什么呢?
Help me. What can I do?
他应许我的也给我成就。
He has both spoken unto me and himself both done it.
你看见他应许我了。
Not only he promised me.
他说第三天你要上耶和华的殿。
He said that on the third day you will go up to the house of the
Lord. 复活是真的。
The resurrection is real.
死也是真的。
Death was real.
如果复活的经历是真的, 死的经历一定是真的。
The experience of resurrection is real also is the experience of death.
所以你看见吗? 但是为什么这个死不是绝望的死?
But did you know that this death is not a death without hope?
因为有主的话。
Because there's a word of God.
明白不明白?
Do you understand?
就是如果有主的话,
if you have the word of God,
第三天你要上耶和华的殿,
you will go up to the house of the Lord.
你看见就是因着这个应许,
you'll see that because of this promise,
叫你没有坠入到死亡的深渊。
You did not dwell into the depth of the death.
然后下面说, 我因心里的苦楚, 在一生的平日, 必悄悄而行。
He said that, O Lord, by these things my life and in all these things is like the life of my spirit.
第十六节,
Verse
16. 主啊, 人的存活 乃在乎此, 我灵存活 也全在此, 所以求你使我痊愈, 仍然存活。
O Lord, by these things means life, and in all these things is the life of my spirit, and will thou recover me and make me to live?
人的存活是在于此。
Because I can live because of this.
我灵存活也在于此。
I can live because of this.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神有个地方,
God has a place.
神有个目的,
he has a purpose.
叫我们为什么活着,
and told us our purpose of living.
所以求你使我痊愈。
Therefore, make me live.
仍然存活。
Recover me and make me live.
你知道人存活, 神有个旨意的。
You see that when a man is living, God has a purpose on him.
所以现在你为什么求痊愈, 为什么要仍然存活呢?
That's why you ask for healing and why do you have to live?
因为我能够遵守你的旨意。
Because therefore, I can obey your will.
看啊, 我受大苦, 本为使我得平安, 你因爱我的灵魂, 便救我脱离, 败坏的坑, 因为你将我一切的罪扔在你的背后。
Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind the back. Now he came to the peak of his poem.
这是关键。
So this is the key point.
你看见不知祷告得答应,
Not only his prayer were answered.
你知道你要懂得什么样的祷告神会答应。
But you have to know what kind of prayer that the Lord will answer.
是什么样的祷告把他从死亡阴影底下带到复活的境界。
And what kind of prayer could bring him from death to resurrection?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see that.
他的原来阴间不能够称谢你。
Because the death cannot praise you.
死亡不能够颂扬你。
For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee.
所以阴间指的Hades, 就是如果人进到阴间的时候就不能称谢你。
So the grave means Hades, because if he's in Hades, he cannot praise God.
在坟墓里面就不能颂扬你。
If he's in grave, then he cannot celebrate God.
你为什么活着？
Why are you living?
为什么今天你活着，当来的波饼主你祷告也不祷告的？
Why are you living and come to the prayer meeting but not pray?
你看见吗？ 这里很明显告诉我们人活着乃是为着称谢他。
You see that here, it clearly tells us that as a man is living, is for
praising God.
Hades, because it's Hades, because he cannot
praise God. 死亡是锁，所以死亡，因为他不能够颂扬你。
Death is death because he cannot celebrate God.
下坑的人不能盼望你的诚实。
They that go down into this pit cannot hope for their life.
只有活人，活人必称颂你。
The living, he shall praise thee.
像我今日。
As I do this day,
他活了,
he was alive.
明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
Do you understand now, brother?
许多时候我们说死而复活是神做的,
many times we said the death and resurrection is made by God. But don't forget,
当我们的主三天三夜在地里面的时候,
when our Lord Jesus was in Hades,
他有一个祷告,
three nights, he had a prayer.
就是这个西西家的祷告。
That was the prayer of Hezekiah.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
就在那样祷告的时候,
just under that kind of condition of prayer,
他说只有活人必称谢你。
He said only the living can praise you.
但是我已经死了,
but I'm already dead.
但是根据主的话,
but according to the word of God,
第三天你就要上耶和华的殿。
On the third day you have to go to the house of
the Lord. 三天以后你要从死里复活。
On the third day you will be resurrected.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你相不相信主的话,
now do you believe God's word?
你如果相信他的话,
if you believe that,
你向神祷告,
you can pray to God,
向神宣告,
and declare to him,
阴间不能称谢你。
For the grave cannot praise you.
死亡不能颂扬你。
Death cannot celebrate you.
只有活人, 活人必称谢你, 像我今日称谢你一样。
The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day.
那如果我现在称谢你,
but if I praise you now,
我是死人呢, 还是活人呢?
Am I living or dead?
他当然是活人。
Of course he was living.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
他就活了。
He came alive.
为什么他上神的殿去?
Why he could go to the house of the Lord?
因为我要称谢。
Because I want to praise you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
你看见为什么西家多活了15年?
Why Hezekiah lived another 15 years?
这里很明显的,
now we can see that.
当你光看见那个影子倒退10个台阶,
if you see the shadow recede 10 steps,
你说这神迹,
you see this is a miracle.
你还没想到这是死而复活的神迹,
but you did not say that this is a death and resurrection.
你还不知道这里面有个过程,
and you do not know that there's a process.
在死而复活经历有个过程,
in the experience of death and resurrection, there's a process.
全本圣经里面,
in the entire Bible,
两个人讲得最清楚,
two people told that clearly in the Old Testament.
一个是约拿,
one was Jonah,
还有一个就是西西家,
the other one is Hezekiah.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见当他这样写的时候,
as he described in such a way,
你看见说他果然就活了,
you see that he came alive.
那么下面说, 为父的必是儿女知道你的诚实。
The father to the children shall make known thy truth.
你是信实的,
you are faithful.
你说了就一定做到,
you said then you'll do it.
我所以有信心,
why I have faith?
不是因为, 是因为你可相信。
It's because you're trustworthy.
弟兄姊妹, 因为神是诚实的,
because God is faithful.
你知道第三天一定要从死里复活。
You know that on the third day he definitely will.
你怎么知道?
How do you know?
你看见那个太阳影子倒退。 十个台阶,
because you saw the sun, the shadow of the sun.
太阳明明下山了,
the sun was setting.
好像它又升起来了,
but it just came up again.
这不是死而复活的经历吗?
Isn't that the experience of death?
所以那个亮光照在10个台阶上,
so the light was light on 10 steps.
那不是死而复活的光照在上面吗?
That was the light of death and resurrection.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们如果还活在地上,
as long as we are living today,
因为死而复活的生命在你里面, 在我里面,
because the power power of death and resurrection operating, you and I.
所以要叫我们这必死的身体把它活过来。
Therefore, our corrupted body can come to life.
你说怎么活过来？
How do you come alive?
只有活人可以称谢的。
Only a living person can praise God.
所以死而复活的亮光就照在我们那个台阶上。
Therefore, the light of death and resurrection shine on our steps.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so,
你怎么知道可能西西家写了这个126篇？
How do you know that Hezekiah wrote Psalm 126?
因为一共是15个阶梯，15个台阶。
Because totally there are 15 steps.
你知道说大卫已经走了。
You know that David left.
所罗门已经走了。
Solomon left.
他们好像已经进到黑影里面去一样。
It seems as if they went into the shadow.
不过还是他们的经历。
But it was their own experience.
现在神在那光的照亮底下，好像现在。 他可以走10个台阶。
Now under the shining of the Lord, he could walk another 10 steps.
所以我们相信说，那其他剩下的10篇。
So you know the remaining 10 songs.
如果你根据他的一生，
according to his life,
你全部放在一起的话，
if you put them together,
弟兄姊妹， 你就觉得很稀奇。
You will be amazed.
你看见说这是一个诗人。
You will see that this is a
poet.
See how does he describe death and resurrection?
所以下面怎么说呢？
So what did that say?
耶和华肯救我。
The Lord was ready to save me.
所以我们要一生一世在耶和华殿中用丝弦的乐器唱我的诗歌。
Therefore, we will sing my songs to the strings instruments and all the days of our life.
诗上行15篇诗篇里面，
you see that the Songs of Degrees has 15 psalms.
大概那个10篇没有讲到是大卫，也没有讲到所罗门的， 应该就是他写的。
The 10 of them that did not describe is written by David or Solomon.
他说，
Solomon, could be written by
在耶和华殿中用丝弦的乐器唱我的诗歌。
The Lord was ready to save me, therefore we will sing my songs to the string instrument. God has given him another 15 years of life. Why?
好像每一年可以走一个台阶。
It seems every year he could walk one step.
所以总共多少呢？ 总共是15篇的上行。
So totally how many psalms? 15.
所以我想很清楚弟兄姊妹，
So it's clearly
如果126篇可能是西西家写的，
if Psalm 126 is written by Hezekiah,
起码他必须是个诗人。
He's supposed to be at least a poet.
现在我们都同意。
Now we can agree.
他是和大卫、所罗门同等级的诗人。
He's the equivalent poet as David or Solomon.
他不只有诗的感觉。
Not only he has a feeling of writing a poem,
而且非常的属灵。
But he was very spiritual.
整首诗能把人带到人的面前去。
He could use his poem to bring you into your spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
他就写了这首诗篇。
He wrote this psalm.
但这个诗没有放在诗篇里面。
But this poem did not put into the psalm.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
只有以赛亚书把它记录下来了。
Only the book of Isaiah recorded this poem.
但如果在耶和华的殿中，
but in the house of Jehovah,
让丝弦的乐器来唱我的诗歌的话，
if they can use the string instrument to sing my song,
果然在主耶稣的时候，
of course at the time of Jesus,
你看见吗？ 就在他们一生的殿里面， 他们果然唱15篇上行的诗。
You see that in the palace of the Lord, they sing some, those 15 songs.
但是西家说， 唱我的诗歌，
but Hezekiah said that, sing my song.
所以你把这些放在一起，
so if you put these together,
你能够相信，
then you'll believe.
126篇 应该就是西西家写的。
Psalm number 126 supposed to be written by Hezekiah.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
神不光把15年给了西西家，
God did not just give Hezekiah 15 years.
你知道神使用西西家，
you see God used Hezekiah,
就好像神使用大卫跟所罗门一样，
just like God, how God used David or Solomon.
所以他有个经历是人很少经历的。
So he had an experience what man did not experience.
因为神要用他。
Because God wanted to use him.
弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
如果多活15年的话，
if you live another 15 years,
当然是为着神的见证。
Of course it's for the testimony of God.
当然是为着以色列的见证。
Of course it's for the testimony of Israel.
因为神有工作还没有完成。
Because God has a work that did not finish yet.
所以西西家不能走的。
So now Hezekiah could not leave.
弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
今年我们什么时候走？
Today, whenever we depart from this world, it's not based on how old you are.
不是月历告诉我们， 日历告诉我们， 他只有30岁， 他不应该走的。
It's not based on the calendar tells you that you're only 30, you cannot depart. You could leave.
但是今天你已经90岁， 你不能走。
But today you're 90, you cannot leave.
因为神所托付你的还没有完。
Because the word God entrusted you, you have not finished yet. So I'm going to ask you.
今天神所托付你的已经完成了。
Did you finish the work God entrusted you?
还是你把所托付的工作摆在一边？
Or did you put the work aside?
你来完成你自己的工作。
And accomplish your own work.
你的钱还没有赚够。
You did not make enough money.
你的房子还没有付完。
You did not pay off your mortgage yet.
你看见你的儿女还没有结婚。
You see your children did not get married yet.
而就是结婚了还没有儿女。
Even if they got married, they didn't have children.
你要看见你儿女的儿女。
You want to see your grandchildren.
这是你所要的。
This is what you wanted.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
为什么15年呢？
Why 15 years?
因为西西家是上耶和华殿的。
Because Hezekiah is the person that went up to the house of the Lord.
现在走在那个被复活的亮光照亮的那个阶梯上。
He will walk on the steps that's shining by the light of resurrection.
然后他把他的经历就写给我们。
That he wrote down his experience.
所以等到大家在圣殿唱诗歌的时候。
So when everybody was singing in the temple.
有一件事我们知道。
One thing we knew.
唱我的诗歌。
Is that we are singing so-called my songs.
那在讲到这里的时候，我就想起在教会历史里面，有两个人物。
So as we talk about this part, I think of two people in church history.
就像西西家一样。
Just like Hezekiah.
一个。 就是宣道会的创始人 A.B. Simpson 宣信弟兄
When is A.B. Simpson?
当他盛壮之年的时候
When he was at his strongest part of his age
他几乎病得要死
He got sick
结果神医治他了
And God healed him
所以后来他认识基督乃是完全的基督
Later on, he realized that Christ is a complete Christ
所以他写了好多诗歌
So he wrote so many songs
他不光是救主
Not only his savior,
他也是大夫,
he is also a doctor.
所以弟兄姊妹, 他是medical, 他是医生, physician.
He's a physician.
所以你看见吗? 神不止救了他, 神也医治了他。
Not only God saved him, but God healed him.
这就是为什么神用A.B. Simpson弟兄。
That's why God continued to use A.B. Simpson.
所以每次你们到纽约去,
so every time you go to New York,
你们到第八大道,
if you go to 8th Avenue,
到附近有43街,
and there's a 43rd Street,
有一个很大很大的一个书店,
there's a big bookstore.
那个地方就是当初宣信弟兄开始的地方。
That was a place where A.B. Simpson started his meeting group.
他就把福音送到全世界各地方。
He wanted to send gospel to all over the world. But amazing.
有的人只传福音从来不追求的。
Some people just preach gospel, but they did not pursue God.
好像生命一点都不长大一样。
So their life did not grow.
我记得年轻的时候,
I remember when I was young.
我们每次讲传福音啊,
every time when we talk about preaching gospel,
我们好像练功夫一样,
it's like practice kung fu.
但是我们说那个功夫都是外功。
But you see this outward kung fu.
所有与主交通的人这些内功是练习内功。
So the people who had the fellowship with the Lord, they have inward kung fu.
所以有的内功弟兄姊妹看不起外功的弟兄姊妹。
So the people who practice inward kung fu, they look down on the people who practice outward kung fu.
只会传福音浮浅的很。
They just knew how to preach gospel. They are very shallow.
在美国有一些弟兄会的弟兄们。
In United States, some brothers from the brethren
可以多少年不传福音的,
they could stop preaching gospel for many years
他们太属灵太属灵了,
because they are too spiritual.
你明白吗,
Do you understand?
但是宣道会的弟兄, Mission Alliance, 就是 Christian Mission Alliance, 这个宣道会,
But the brethren from the Christian Mission Alliance
你看见这个属所兴起的一个团体
You see this group of people that's raised by God
他们不止传福音
Not only they preach gospel
而且他们带领人更深的爱主
They also led people into loving the Lord even more
能够走上行的道路
And they could walk the upward path
所以这就是A.B. Simpson和其他很多神所用的神的仆人不一样
So this is the difference between A.B. Simpson and other people that were used by God.
你看我们诗本里面很多讲到与基督同死同定的都是A.B. Simpson写的。
You see so many hymns that's written related to death and resurrection, they were written by A.B. Simpson.
所以我们知道说这位弟兄实在是经历了像西西家所经历的一样。
You see this brother has experienced what Hezekiah experienced.
还有一位弟兄。
You see another brother.
就是你托生弟兄。
That's brother Watchman.
你记得他25岁的时候写了《属灵人》。
You know that when he was in his age 25, he wrote The Spiritual Man.
他觉得这是他一生最后对教会的贡献。
He felt that that was his last contribution to the church.
他的母亲已经把寿鞋都已经准备好了。
His mother already prepared what he needed to wear when she put him in the coffin.
所以我在那个时候，我们知道倪弟兄就在病床上。
Therefore, watchman, he was sick in his bed.
那有一天主的话临到他。
One day God came to him with his word.
那个三个字其实就是以弗所书里面的三个字。
And the words that the Lord gave him was the words in the book of Ephesians.
那第一个字就是坐。
The first word is sit.
你看见以弗所书第二章说，我们与基督一同坐在天上。
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that we are sitting with Christ in the heavens.
结果他就和神办交涉。
Therefore, he had a negotiation with the Lord.
如果我要死的话，不要叫我坐着死，这样太辛苦了。
If I'm dying, don't let me die by sitting. This is so uncomfortable.
结果主说你坐起来。
So the Lord just said, sit up.
他就坐起来了。
Then he sat up.
然后呢，叫他你要走行。
He said that walk.
因为你知道以弗所书中间那部分就讲了 walk 这个字。
So the middle part of the book of Ephesians tells us that we have to walk.
所以第一个字是 sit.
So the first word was sit.
第二个字是 walk.
The second word was walk.
他顺服神的话。
He obeyed God's word.
他真的起来，真的 walk.
He rose up and walked.
然后呢，神叫他 stand.
And then God told him to stand.
你站住。
So he stood.
他三样都，他果然照着主的话。
So just he followed what God told him.
他本来躺在病床上。
He was laying in his sick bed.
就像西西家。
Just like Hezekiah.
他的脚已经踩在死亡的阴影里面。
His footstep was already in death.
他觉得主不会用我。
He felt that God would no longer use me.
如果主要用我的话。
If God wanted to use me.
也许用那个属灵人这一本书。
Maybe the last one is the book of spiritual man.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
光是这一本书已经给教会带来很多的祝福了。
Just that book will bring the church a lot of blessings.
那么现在主让他去就让他去了。
Well, if God wants him to go, then go.
这个已经在中国一个对神的教会一个很大的贡献。
This is already a very great contribution.
今天我向大，我 challenge everybody.
Now I'm going to challenge all.
你们今天有没有可能在任何图书馆里面
？Can you go to any library?
你能够找到一本书像属灵人一样
？You can find another book like the book of.
就很少很少像这本书一样。
There's a very few books like that.
不要忘记，
Don't forget.
那乃是尼底母知道说他要走了。
Because Brachman knew that he was going to die.
神告诉他你要准备后事。
God told him to prepare what's going to happen afterwards.
那他说我这样走，难道就这么走了吗？
And he said, should I just go like that?
难道就这样我到主那里去？
Should I just face God like this?
我所学的难道要带到坟墓里面去？
Should I just bring everything I learned into the tomb?
所以他就说好，那现在在我临走以前，我最少给教会有个最后的贡献。
So therefore, he says that before I die, I just want to do another contribution to the church.
所以他完成了属灵人。
So he finished the watch of the spiritual man. Now he could walk.
结果没有想到神要他活着。
Unexpectedly, God wanted him to live.
所以他听见主的话说。
So he heard the word of God say.
坐，他坐起来了。
Sit, so he sat.
行，他果然走了。
Walk there, and then he walked.
然后站。
Stand.
那弟兄姊妹，他不止如此。
Not only that.
圣灵给他感觉。
The Holy Spirit gave him a feeling. You have to go down the stairs.
要敲几个姊妹在那为他祷告。
You have to knock on some doors of the sisters who pray for you.
告诉他们说神医治他。
And tell them that God healed me.
结果他做见证说。
So he testified and said.
他一生从来没有看见楼梯是那么陡的。
In his whole life, he had never seen such a deep stairway.
一个人已经是整个半个脚踩在死亡的阴影里面。
A person is already half dead.
他力量全部没有了。
He lost all the strength.
能坐起来有多少的力量？
He has to use a lot of strength to sit up.
能行走有多大的力量？
And not more strength to walk.
能行也有多大的力量？
And walk and stand, that needs more strength.
现在他要走那个楼梯要下去。
Now he has to go down the stairs and go down.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
他觉得这是一生最难做的事。
He felt that's the most challenging thing of his life.
他一面走全身就通通湿透了。
As he walked, he was sweating all over.
就敲那个姊妹。
And he knocked on the sister's door.
那个姊妹们在那个时候祷告的时候。
At that time when the sisters were praying.
他们怎么祷告？
How did they pray?
他们就是祷告以赛亚书三十八章十八节的祷告。
They prayed the prayer of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 38.
原来阴间不能称谢。
But the grave cannot praise thee.
死亡不能颂扬你。
Death cannot celebrate thee.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一点都不错的。
It's right.
那几位姊妹祷告就是祷告这个祷告。
Those sisters pray these prayers.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他们的祷告里面。
In their prayers.
如果你弟兄走了。
If watchman he died.
他不会再称谢你。
He cannot praise you again.
他不会再称颂你。
He cannot celebrate you again.
所以等到他们把门打开。
So when they opened the door.
他们真的吓坏了。
They were shocked.
他们真的以为见到鬼魂。
They thought they saw a ghost.
这是不可能的事情。
Impossible.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
这个好像西家的故事一样。
This is like the story of Hezekiah.
因为这个缘故。
Because of that.
第二个礼拜。 你就照样上讲台。
Watchman, he continued to talk.
一讲了两个钟头。
Talk and preach for 2 hours.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
刚刚从死亡阴影里回来的人啊,
he just came back from the shadow of death.
他不是像普通健康的人啊。
He was not like a normal healthy person.
昨天晚上我们讲了差不多两个多钟头。
Last night we talked about 2 hours.
我看我的姊妹拼命喝水。
I see the sister next to me kept drinking water.
你不要忘记，我们都还是蛮健康的。
Don't forget, we're still healthy.
我们不是像西西家一样，不像尼丢那样的。
We're not like Hezekiah.
他第二个礼拜，第二个礼拜，
so at the second week,
就能讲两个钟头一样。
He could preach for 2 hours.
那现在我们要问，
Now we have to ask,
神为什么留尼丢在地上？
Why did God keep watchmen around?
如果那个时候走，不就走了吗？
If he could die, then let him die.
所有的恶名和美名， 不是只有美名，
all the bad name, all the blaspheme of your
name, 因为你看他的属灵人帮助， 因为属灵人帮助了多少人，
you see the spiritual man helps so many people,
这不应该是美名吗？
Shouldn't that give him good reputation?
但是就是美名，
but don't forget,
主留他一直到他69岁。
God kept him until he's 69 years old.
从26岁 到 65岁到69岁，
from 26 to 69,
主多给他了好多年。
God gave him so many more years.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
尼弟兄不是完全人。
Watchman was not a complete
尼弟兄一生里面也有像西家那只苍蝇一样。
He also has a fly like Hezekiah.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters, 不管是恶名不管是美名，
whether it's bad reputation or good reputation, when you explain about this brother, you use a few points to describe his whole life, or you use his whole life to describe a few points of his life. Do you describe his failure or his weaknesses?
明白吗,
do you understand? One thing you have to know,
为什么神让他多活了这么多年？
Why God allowed him to live so many more years?
因为神知道,
because God knew.
神在中国有个工作还没有完成。
In China, there's a work that's not finished yet.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为着那个工作,
for that work,
主留他在地上。
God kept him on earth.
主知道说这个亮光,
you,
这个见证的亮光,
God knew that the light of the
testimony is
not supposed to be only the brothers and sisters in China. If it's from the Lord,
if
it's for the testimony of the
church,
if God really wants to use a vessel from China,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你看看过去的历史,
just look at the history in the back.
我们要问一件事,
you have to see,
今天中国人给世界有什么样的贡献呢？
What is the contribution of Chinese people to the world?
只有神知道。
Only God knew.
如果今天中国人能给世界有一些的贡献的话，
if Chinese people can give some contribution to the world,
从神的角度来看，
from the point of view of God,
那弟兄姊妹,
of course, brothers,
你看有一个工作必须从中国开始。
There's a work has to start from China.
当好像整个历史人都忘记神自己的话，
as if all the people in the history forgot the word of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你弟兄不是生在第一个世纪。
Watchman, he was not someone born in the first century. He was not Peter.
他也不是保罗,
he was not Paul.
他什么都不是,
he was nobody.
弟兄姊妹, 就在教会最荒凉的时候,
just as when the church testimony started to fade away.
In desolation. 就在这个时候, 弟兄姊妹, 你看见神在东方兴起了一个弟兄, 叫做尼托生。
You see, God has raised a vessel that is Watchman in China.
很稀奇。
So it's amazing, brothers and sisters.
你发现神圣灵在历史上所做的工作。
You see the work of the Holy Spirit in his history.
你再回过头去看。
As you look back,
你就知道说,
you'll understand
为什么神留西西家在地上。
And you'll know why God kept Hezekiah around.
好，现在我们大概能相信。
Now we can almost believe.
诗篇126篇是西西家写的。
The writer of Psalm number 126 is Hezekiah.
但是呢，我们还要从里面的内文来证明它。
And we have to use the content of these psalms to prove that.
当耶和华将那些被掳带回西安的人，我们好像做梦的人。
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
如果这首诗歌是西西家写的，
if this psalm is written by Hezekiah,
以色列人在西西家大概快100年前，北国的十个支派是被掳了。
About 100 years before Hezekiah, the northern kingdom was captured.
然后呢要过了一百年以后
100 years later,
南国的两个支派才被落到巴比伦去
The two tribes from the southern kingdom had been captured to Babylon.
那你怎么领会这一段圣经
And how can you understand this part of the verse?
有一件事我们要提醒弟兄姐妹
Now we have to remind you.
你知道西西家是生在什么时候吗
Do you know when was Hezekiah born?
你晓得因着所罗门拜了偶像
You see that because Solomon worshipped idols.
所以以色列国就分成两部分
Therefore, the kingdom of Israel has been divided.
北国有十个支派。
The northern kingdom had 10 tribes.
南国有两个支派。
The southern kingdom had 2 tribes.
南国，你看见所有犹大的王都坐在大卫的宝座上。
You see the kings of the southern kingdom all sit in the throne of David.
所以马太福音根本没有记载他们。
But the book of Matthew did not record.
加百里面根本没有记载他们。
In the genealogy, they were not recorded.
历代之上下根本不大提到他们。
And the first and second chronicle did not mention them.
因为那个不在神中心的旨意里。
Because they are not in God's focal point.
所以弟兄姊妹，你清楚吗？
So、
有南国，有北国。
There's a southern kingdom and northern kingdom. 他
们就分裂了。
They were separated.
所以，请我们记得。
Just remember.
那么那个现在呢？等到他们分裂了以后。
Now after they are divided.
到了主前大概722年。
About 722 BC.
你知道说十个支派就被亚述王掳去了。
So you see, 10 tribes have been captured by the Assyrians.
他们花了三年的时间。
They used 3 years.
终于把这个把耶撒玛利亚城拿下来了。
And took over the city of Samaria.
然后就把他们掳到这个远方去。
They've been captured to a faraway place.
一直到现在我们找不到他。
Up until today, we cannot find them all.
所以我们说是失落的十个支派。
So we call them the lost 10 tribes.
从那个时候就不见了。
Ever since they disappeared.
所以在那个以前。
Before that.
犹太以色列人是一个分裂的状态。
The Israelites were in such a divided situation.
那分裂。
In division.
那一面北边跟南边。他们分开了。
Because the northern and the southern kingdom
were divided. 这个就是因为所罗门拜偶像的缘故。
Because Solomon worshipped idols.
那么弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
所以你读以色列历史的时候。
So if you read the Israel history.
你读到大卫跟所罗门。
If you read about David and Solomon.
那是统一的国度。
It was in united condition.
United Kingdom. 所以很清楚是联合在一起的。
They were united.
然后到了以后，到了这个到了这个第二段时间。
Until the second period. 分
北国跟南国的时候。
Became northern and southern kingdom.
你看见两个 divided kingdom, 两个分裂的国家。
See the divided kingdom.
等到西西家的时候。
Until the time of Hezekiah.
就变成 single kingdom.
It became a single kingdom.
变成单一的国，单一的国度。
It was a single kingdom.
请记得
Just remember.
这个西西家就在分裂的国度到单一的国度的中间。
Hezekiah was born in between the time of the two kingdoms and the single kingdom.
他一登上宝座。
When he was enthroned.
六年之后。
After 6 years.
你看见北国就被掳走了。
You see the northern kingdom had been captured.
那现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
如果你生在这样的一个时候。
If you were born in such a time.
你看见吗？都是神的选民。
You see that these were all God's chosen people.
没有多久，神的手要很重的在北国的身上。
Very soon, God's hands will be on the northern kingdom.
然后要把他们掳到什么？掳到这个亚述去。
And they have to be captured to Assyria.
本来的时候。
In the beginning,
起码北国跟南国还是兄弟之邦。
At least northern kingdom and southern kingdom, they were brothers.
两个好像兄弟一样。
They were like brothers.
好像鸟的两个翅膀。
Like the two wings of a bird.
飞的时候起码两个翅膀可以一起飞的。
At least when you fly, you can fly with two wings.
虽然他们同床异梦，但是起码可以两个比翼飞，可以两个可以比翼飞。
Although they do not have the same goal, but they can fly together.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
从西西家开始。
Ever since Hezekiah,
他是一个翅膀在那里飞。
He flew with one wing.
那重点在这里。
The key point is this.
就在转折的时候。
As they would come to the point.
中间有六年的时间。
There were 6 years.
他登上宝座。
He was enthroned.
再六年，你看见北国就亡国了。
You see that the northern kingdom.
他就要开始单飞了。
Finished, and therefore he had to fly by himself.
你想想看。
Just think about that.
在北国要亡国之前。
When the northern kingdom was almost.
没有多久，你看要被敌人掳去。
Very soon they would be captured by their enemy.
你的弟兄要离开你了。
Your brother will leave you.
那现在我要问你。
Now I'm going to ask you.
在这个时候。
Under such a condition.
你要怎么样对待将亡的弟兄们？
How do you face the dying brothers?
我要问大家。
I'm going to ask.
在这个时候。如果西西家要服侍神的儿女的话
At this time, if Hezekiah wanted to serve the children of God,
他能做什么
What could he do?
他能够有什么样的改革
How could he make a change?
他能做什么样的事
What could he do?
神来用他。
So God could use him.
所以要记得的。
So just remember.
他所生的时候。
The time when he was born.
就是北国要被掳去。
Was the time that the northern kingdom was about to be captured.
而现在南国只剩下单个翅膀要单飞的时候。
Now the southern kingdom only has a single wing to fly.
路是越来越艰难了。
The path is more and more difficult.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果南国一向讨神喜欢也就罢了。
If the southern kingdom always pleased God, then you can just say it's okay.
但是不是这样。
But it's not so.
你看见北国。
You see the northern kingdom.
他们拜偶像。
They worship idols.
南国因为效法大卫应该不拜偶像才对。
And the southern kingdom learned from David, they're supposed to not worship idols.
弟兄姊妹，有一件事他但西西家一生下来。
But ever since Hezekiah was born.
虽然南国还没有被掳。
Although the southern kingdom was not captured.
你明白吗？大概一百年才被掳到巴比伦的。
Just after 100 years later, they've been captured to Babylon.
等到西西家慢慢懂事的时候。
Until Hezekiah started to understand things.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他忽然间感觉到一件事。
All of a sudden, he had a feeling.
他已经被掳了。
He had been captured.
Be captive.
He became a captive.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的父亲。已经把南国的两个支派绑票绑到仇敌去了。
Because the southern kingdom, the two tribes of the southern kingdom have been kidnapped into the enemy.
南国跟北国是一模一样。
And their ending was the same as the northern.
南国拜偶像，他们也拜偶像。
The southern kingdom worship idols, so was the northern kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，当耶和华将那些被掳人带回西安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
Therefore, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we realize that then the dream.
他父亲到一个什么程度吗？
You know what was his condition?
最后把圣殿的门就关起来了。
Finally, he just closed the door of the holy temple.
什么叫圣殿的门关起来？
What does close mean the close of the
temple? 你不可能来过节了。
You cannot come and celebrate.
你就是要来过节，你敲门也敲不进去的。
And if you want to come and celebrate the feast, and you knock on the door, nobody's going to open the door for you.
如果他的父亲把门关了。
If his father closed the door of the holy temple.
如果现在没有人来唱上行的诗了。
Nobody can sing the songs of degrees.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在感谢主
Now we thank the Lord.
那个门重新开了
That door opened again.
是谁开了那个门
Who reopened the door?
现在我们要问
Now we are going to ask.
在到底南犹大支派他们怎么被掳的
How did the tribes of Judah be captured?
他们要说我们一百年才掳到巴比伦去
They said that after 100 years we'll be captured to
Babylon. 没有错
Babylon,
在巴比伦到处都是偶像
You see that in Babylon there's idols
everywhere. 但是那个时候耶路撒冷比巴比伦没有好到哪里去。
But Jerusalem at that time is no better than Babylon.
耶路撒冷应该比撒玛利亚要高明多了。
Jerusalem is supposed to be better than Samaria.
他们坐在大卫的宝座上。
They were sitting at the throne of David.
他们应该侍奉神敬畏神。
They're supposed to serve and obey God.
但是最悲哀的解释。
But the most disappointing
thing. 你看见南国所做的是跟北国是一模一样的。
Whatever happened to the southern kingdom is the same as the.
如果这样的话，
if it's like
请大家记得，
just remember.
神的烈怒不只叫北国之派掠去，而且南国之同时可以一起走的。
God's wrath allowed the northern kingdom to be captured, and so is the southern kingdom.
你知道是谁扭转那个局面吗
？You know the one who turned the condition.
如果照着亚哈斯所做的话
，According to the behavior of Ahaz.
弟兄姊妹，我想再清楚不过了。
I think it's very clear.
照着亚哈斯所做的
，According to Ahaz.
你老早已经知道南国的命运。
You're supposed to know the fate of the southern kingdom.
你知道不要等到一百年。
You don't have to wait another 100 years.
他们已经被掳了。
They have been captured already.
明明是。子民有以色列的子民
They are the children of
每年三次应该到耶路撒冷过节
They have to go to Jerusalem for feast for
北国的人老早不来了
The northern kingdom people did not show up anymore
他说我们不能去啊
we cannot make it.
我们如果去的话我们的人心都归给南国去了
If we go there then our hearts will return to the southern kingdom
所以他们设立另外一个敬拜的中心
So they set another worship center
你看见吗
Did you see
这是得罪神的一件事
This is something really offended
你们政治立场可以不一样
You can have a different political
一个可以是民主党一个可以是共和党
One can be a Republican one
一个可以南国一个北国
One can be southern kingdom northern
kingdom 我们能分开吗我们不能够分开
But we cannot be separated
教会只能一个见证
Church supposed to be
以色列只能有一个见证
testimony, so is Israel.
那个见证在哪里呢
Where is the testimony?
当然在耶路撒冷
Of course in Jerusalem
所以要问弟兄姊妹
So we are going to ask
等到十个支派
Wait until the 10
tribes 他只在乎我们十个支派能合而为
When they care for the union of the 10 tribes
他们仍旧可以享受神的同在
They could experience the presence
我们也可以有一个聚会
We can have our own meeting
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
见证只有一个
Just remember the testimony is only one
见证的责任是在后来应该是12个人一同来肩负那个责任的
The responsibility of the testimony is supposed to be bear by the 12 tribes
有人不在乎
But somebody don't care.
当然有人不明白。
And some people don't understand.
所以最后那个见证的责任落在谁的身上呢？
So finally, who cared for the responsibility of the testimony?
当然就落在大卫，落在犹大和便雅悯支派两个支派的肩膀上。
That came on the tribe of Benjamin and
tribe of Judah.
And tribe of Judah and Benjamin.
所以我们就看得很清楚。
Then we can see that clearly.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
虽然北国跟南国，
although it's northern kingdom and southern kingdom,
都是神的百姓，
they all belong to God.
谁在乎神的见证？
Who care for God's testimonies?
两个支派，
two tribes.
所以这就是为什么。
That's why.
神借着西西家转移整个的局面。
God used Hezekiah to turn around the whole situation.
如果他们继续这样得罪主的话，
If they continue to offend God,
不要忘记，
don't forget,
到西西家的时候，
until the time of Hezekiah,
他们应该加入被掳的行列。
They're supposed to be the captives.
所以明白吗？这就是西西家所扮演的一个很重要很重要的角色。
Therefore, Hezekiah played a very important position.
他就扭转了整个的局面。
He turned around the whole situation.
那么我们要问，
Now we are going to ask,
以色列的荒凉怎么荒凉的？
How did Israel became degraded?
这个以色列人悲哀是怎么悲哀的？
How did they gain their sadness?
那么如果你仔细去读圣经的话，
If you read the Bible carefully,
尤其你读这个亚哈斯的故事，
If you read the story of Ahaz,
那么你就知道说亚哈斯到底怎么叫南国就完全像北国一样。
You can see how Ahaz caused the southern kingdom to be like the northern kingdom.
所以有三点很重要。
There are three points that's very important.
你如果对照今天教会荒凉的情形，
If you compare to the degradation of the church nowadays,
你能够明白旧约圣经在这里所形容是怎样的形容。
You will understand why did the Old Testament describe in such a way.
第一，
Number one,
他的父亲亚哈斯是效法以色列诸王所行的。
哪里啊？
就是列王记下十六章第三节。
Second King chapter 16, verse
第三节，你们不一定要读啊，就是他是效法以色列诸王所行的。第三节。
But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yea, and made his son to pass through the fire.
又照着耶和华从以色列面前赶出的外邦人所行，可憎的，使他的儿子惊惑。
According to the abomination of the heathen, who the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel.
你看见神不是因着这些人败坏，所以把外邦，就是把这些外迦南人不是赶出去吗？他们行了很多可憎的事。
You see that the Canaanites really offended God, and God wanted to cast them out.
他们怎么样经过 orgy, 然后让他们的儿子经过火。
And they use orgy to let their children go through fire.
你看见吗？这个儿子是这个王的儿子。
And these are the children of kings.
而且在秋坛上，在山岗上，各青翠树下献祭烧香。
And he sacrificed and burned incense in high places and on the hills and on the
every tree. 你说我们有没有搞错啊？
Did you see think that we're
mistaken? 如果在以色列，这些都很正常。
If it's happened in Israel, everything is normal.
今天在犹大，在耶路撒冷附近，怎么到处有这些事情发生？
But now at Judea and at the area of Jerusalem, how could that happen?
如果这些事情发生的话，
all these happened there,
你怎么说？
How can
我们是不是被落到偶像里面去？
Isn't that you have been already captured by
现在我们到底侍奉神呢？我们还是侍奉偶像？
Are you serving God or serving idols?
第二点，
the second point,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
圣殿没有很大的改变。
There's no big change of the Holy Temple.
这个是最叫人迷惑的地方。
There's something puzzle us.
如果我干脆把圣殿全部都变了，那是另外一件事。
If you change the Holy Temple totally, that's another
story. 表面上还是以色列那一套。
Outwardly, it's still the Israelites.
不要忘记啊，现在圣殿还在。
You see the Holy Temple still there.
圣殿上面不是有个铜祭坛吗？
You see that there's a bronze altar.
铜祭坛不是预表十字架，预基督的十字架吗？
It represented the cross of the Christ.
所以这是我们信仰的根基啊。
This is the base of our belief.
你怎么做，你都不能把祭坛搬走啊。
No matter what you do, you cannot carry away the bronze altar.
所以你明白吗？
Do you understand?
这个时候，这时候亚哈斯怎么做呢？
So how did Ahaz?
亚哈斯他那个时候到了大马色去。
He went to Damascus.
到了大马色，他就看见一个秋坛，很大的祭坛。
He saw a huge altar.
他就很高兴。
He was so happy.
他就觉得我们那个坛太小太小。
He thought that our altar was too small.
所以他就把图样就给了祭司。
He gave the blueprint to the priest.
所以在回来的时候。
So when he returned.
你看就在原来本来铜祭坛的地方。
At the location of the bronze altar.
放了个很大的坛。
He built a huge altar.
所以圣经叫它大坛。
So the Bible called that a huge altar.
不是铜坛。
It's not a bronze altar.
铜在圣经里面代表预表什么？铜在圣经里面预表是审判的意思。
Bronze in the Bible represents judgment.
哪里有十字架，哪里就有审判。
Wherever there is a cross, there is judgment.
现在大坛就不会审判。
Now the huge altar will
not judge you. 你的良心就平安了。
Then you have peace in your conscience.
所以弟兄姊妹，到那个时候
，So at that moment, brothers,
那个铜祭坛在哪里呢
？Where is the bronze altar?
就把它推到北边去了。
He put it to the north.
这边是东边。
So here's east.
这边是南西边。
Here's west.
这个本来是铜祭坛的地方。
It's supposed to be the location of the bronze altar, so he removed that.
很大的坛。
And replaced with a huge altar.
为什么大呢
？Why it's huge?
因为在大马色是大的。
Because at Damascus it was huge.
这世界王宫是大的。
And it was huge in the world.
是的，你看见吗？你可以让人一个很深很大的印象。
So people can have a great impression.
那么现在呢，就把什么，把那个原来的铜坛就推到北边去。
So he pushed the bronze altar northward.
亚哈斯还用它吗
？Did Ahaz use that again?
还用它
？Yes.
他要明白神的旨意。
He wanted to know the will of God.
他说我要到秋坛那里去。
He said, "I'm going to go to the altar."
你明白吗
？Do you know that?
他没有把铜坛弃绝。
He did not just throw away the bronze altar.
那两个东西同时并存。
But the two things.
同时
coexist
两件事情两样东西同时存在
Both of these altars coexist
那么弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你看见没有
Do you see that
表面上好像圣殿没有动多少
Outwardly it seems that you didn't change the whole temple
但是你看见的确把它得变了
But of course you made a change
这不是今天教会的光景
Isn't that today's condition of the church
当教会在黑暗时期的时候
When the church is in its darkness
明明是拜偶像的
You worship idols.
现在偶像把它去掉。
Now you remove the idols.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们仍旧传基督的十字架。
We still preach the cross of Christ.
但那个太辛苦了。
But that's too hard.
要叫人背十字架。
You have to ask people to carry the cross.
我们应该把这个坛把它放大一点。
You have to enlarge your altar.
我们应该从世界借来一些大的。
You have to borrow something big from the world.
你少讲一点十字架。
You don't need to talk so much about the cross.
多讲一点祝福。
And more of blessings.
多讲一点繁荣 prosperity.
prosperity.
多讲一点成功
more of success.
你看见很多人一定会来的
You see, so many people will come.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
今天你看见吗
Today, did you see that?
今天如果人希望人越多越好的话
If people just like people, more people to come.
一定有一些办法的
They have some ways.
办法从哪里来呢
How did they gain the way?
从大马色界来的
Power from Damascus.
明白吗
Do you understand that?
因为这个缘故
Because of that.
当人传 prosperity gospel, 传繁荣福音的时候
Therefore, of course, they preach God prosperity gospel.
你不要误会他们
Do not misunderstand them.
他们还相信基督的十字架
They still believe in the cross of Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers,
他们已经把那个祭坛推到北边去
They already pushed the altar northward.
他们有的时候还依靠这个十字架
Sometimes they rely on the cross.
因为他们明白圣经
Because they understand the Bible.
但是为着要赢得更多的人来聚会
But in order to attract more people to come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
你很明白现在这个一面你说是圣殿
On one side you say that this is the holy temple.
弟兄姊妹这就好像你到大马色去烧香一样。
It's like you go to Damascus to worship.
明白吗？因为那是很大的坛嘛。
Because that was a huge altar.
所以这是第三点。
So this is the third.
第二点，第三点呢
？This is the second point.
那你看见，如果你读《列王记下》的话
，If you go to the Second Kings.
如果读到这个十六章，读到这个十八节的话
，If you read chapter 16 verse 18.
又因亚述王的缘故。将耶和华殿为安息日所盖的廊子和王从外入殿的廊子挪移围绕耶和华的殿
and covered the Sabbath that they had built in the house and the king's entries without turned him from the house of the Lord for the king of Assyria
那第三点难处在哪里呢
so what's the difficulty of the third point
就是因为亚述要来了
because Assyrians are coming
他要和亚述合作
they want toCooperate with Assyrians.
但是另一面又怕亚述
And they were afraid of Assyrians.
所以他一定要把这个整个的圣殿再做一番的布置
Therefore, he wanted to redecorate the holy temple.
他忘记了
He forgot.
当时圣殿的图样是神亲自画给大卫的
The blueprint of the holy temple was drawn by God, and He showed David personally.
现在你做了执事，做了长老
Now you become a minister and elder.
现在你做了王了
Now you became a king.
你觉得现在为着一些方便，我们可以把它动一动、改一改就可以。
You felt that for some conveniences, we can make some change.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么才有今天所谓的繁荣的福音。
Therefore, there is a prosperity gospel nowadays.
你看人山人人多得不得了。
You see that there are so many people.
从电视上你看见那么多的人。
From TV, you can see there were so many people.
你常常会觉得我们的路是不是走错？
And you will feel, did we go the wrong path?
明明你讲圣经。
You were talking about Bible.
明明你讲属灵的生命。
You talk about the spiritual life.
应该更多爱主的人被吸引才对。
Supposed to attract more people to love the Lord.
你看当那些音乐一开始的时候。
But you see when the music started.
当那些 music instrument 一开始的时候。
When they used the music instrument.
你看多少的你。
You see so many young people.
到处今天我们都碰到这个问题。
We can meet the question, the problem.
在新加坡是最严重的。
In Singapore, that problem is.
很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
So many God-loving brothers.
他们的年轻人慢慢就走掉了。
Their younger generation just.
明白吗？因为这条路太窄了。
Because this path is too narrow.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以因为这个缘故。
Because of that.
如果你到圣殿。
If you go to the Holy Temple.
你要来铜祭盘。
You have to use the bronze altar.
十字架还要审判你。
Not only that, the cross will judge you.
圣灵要责备你，如果你做错了什么。
And the Holy Spirit will rebuke you if you made a mistake.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这个碍手碍脚太辛苦了。
This is too much trouble.
我们要不要走一种的路？
Should we take another path?
人是越多越好。
And gain more and more people.
有人是成功了。
Some people are successful.
因为你只要从世界借来一些东西，一定会成功的。
If you borrow something from the world, then you'll be successful.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is here.
你的确把那个图样把它改了。
You changed that blueprint.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
而且你看见吗？把那个原来耶和华殿为安息日所盖的廊子把它挪走了。
And he also, and he covered the Sabbath day that they had built in the house and the king's entry without.
那这是一个，这就是说为安息日所盖的廊子把它挪走了。
And he removed the corridor that's built for the Sabbath.
还有一个廊子。
And there's another corridor.
是王要从外入殿的廊子。
That is a.Corridor that the king will go to the outer.
换句话说，从王宫往北走，要是上殿，你要经过那个廊子。
That means that from his palace to the holy temple, he has to go through the.
经过那个廊子，一定那个廊子一定是所罗门的阶梯。
And that corridor is supposed to be Solomon's stairway.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
亚哈斯做的第三件事情。
Ahaz had done another thing.
就是把所罗门的阶梯换下来。
Is to replace Solomon's stairway.
所以他就有了亚哈斯的阶梯。
Therefore, there's a stairway of Ahaz.
所以我们就看到这个，这就是整个西西家的背景。
You see, that's the background of Hezekiah.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
那如果大家再仔细的去读历代之下那个西西啊，这个亚哈斯的故事就更清楚了。
If you read Second Chronicle, the story of Ahaz, then you'll understand more.
那如果你去读他的故事的话
，If you read his story,
你就看见说神的手就临到了他。
Then you see that the hand of God came to him.
当神的手临到他的时候
，When the hand of God came to him,
你看见神就把他交在亚兰王，就是叙利王的叙利亚人王的手里。
Then God put him in the hand of the Syrian king.
结果就被有的人就被带到大马色去了。
And some people have been captured to Damascus.
所以这怎么不是被掳的？
So don't you think that that's the captivity?
明白吗？在西西家的时候
，At the time of Hezekiah,
他记得他父亲那个年代所发生的事。
He remembered what happened at his father's
time. 第一，他们因为被掳到偶像去。
Because they've been captured by the idols.
他们等于是预先被掳到巴比伦去，一被到巴比伦就是偶像的意思。
Which means that they've been captured before they've been captured.
所以现在问题怎么样子呢？
So what's the question?
因为说他们得罪神的缘故。
Because they offended God.
神把他们交在亚兰王的手里。
God put them in the king of Assyria.
亚兰王就把他们打败了。
Then the king of Assyria conquered them.
就掳去了许多的民。
They captured so many people.
就带到大马士去。
And they took them to Damascus.
这是历代之下二十八章第五节那里告诉我们的。
Second Chronicles chapter 28 verse 5.
那这个还算好。
So、that was
这是叙利亚
that was、okay、
但在北边一点不是你的兄弟之邦不是以色列国吗
so, a little bit northward, that's your brother, that's Israel.
结果因为他们得罪神的缘故
because they offended God.
神也把他们放在以色列人手里
God also put them in the hands of Israelites.
然后以色列王居然向他们大肆行杀戮杀他们就杀他们
a great multitude of them captive andBrought them to Damascus, and he was also delivered into the hand of the king.
利玛利的儿子比加一日杀了犹大人十二万，都是勇士。
Pekah, the son of Remaliah, slew in Judah 120,000 in one day.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天以犹大人，他们不是倒在敌人的手下，倒在他弟兄的手下。
You see the tribe of Judah.Did not die in the hands of the enemy, but the hands of
the enemy. 12万的勇士都不见了。
You see that 120,000 disappeared.
你看看神的手重不重
You see, God laid a very heavy hand on them.
但是做梦也没有想到,
but they did not dream about that.
亚兰王裸他们有道理, 他们是外邦人啊,
they could be captured by the king of
Assyria. 结果圣经告诉我们, 连以色列人都要裸他们,
but even the king, the Israelites captured them.
所以他们的弟兄, 连妇人带儿女共有20万人。
So included women and children, there were 200,000.
然后把他们裸到哪里? 裸到撒玛利亚去了。
They've been captured to Samaria.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是从来没有过羞耻的事情啊。
This is such a shameful thing and didn't happen before.
被裸到巴比伦已经够羞耻了。
It's already very shameful when they've been captured.
被裸到亚述已经够羞耻了。
Captured to Assyria.
被裸到亚兰已经够羞耻了。
Assyria, that's already shameful.
今天被裸到你弟兄的手里。
Now you've been captured to your hand.
你要做他们的俘虏。
You have to be
there. 你要服侍他们。
They're captured and serve them.
弟兄姊妹, 现在大会, 现在神宝座怎么办? 现在这个神的殿怎么办?
How about the temple of God?
神的见证怎么办?
How about the testimony of God?
明白吗?
Do you understand?
他们应该最关心神的见证。
They were supposed to care for God's
神应该最祝福他们的。
testimony. They're supposed to bless them more.
现在请大家记得,
just remember.
他们完全被裸到撒玛利亚去了。
They've been captured totally to Samaria.
这是天大的悲剧。
This is such a great tragedy.
自从大卫王坐在宝座上以来, 从来没有发生过这么羞耻的事情。
Ever since David was enthroned, there's no shameful thing like that.
幸好神干涉了。
Fortunately, God interrupted.
神就借着一个先知告诉警告他们。
And God used a prophet to talk to them.
你们不能强迫犹大人和耶路撒冷做你们的奴隶，不能啊。
You cannot let Jewish people to be your captives.
所以你们不是也是得罪耶和华你们的神吗？
You offend Jehovah your God.
所以最后你看见吗？ 他们听见了这个祭司的话， 听见了先知的话，
they heard the advice of the prophet.
他们本来要把所有这个20万人通通裸到城里面去。
Originally, 200,000 people were being captured into the city.
结果他们就交给长老们。
They just hand them into the hands of the
elders. 那长老们那些吃身肉体的饿的， 然后就给他们吃， 给他们喝。
And those evil elders, they just feed them.
然后最后就把他们送到哪里？ 就送到了耶利哥去了。
And send them to Jericho.
他们终于就回去了。
Finally, they returned.
回去是回去了。
They returned.
如果不是神干预他们的，
if God did not interrupt them,
弟兄姊妹, 他们真被落到撒玛利亚去了。
They truly will be captured into Samaria.
到了撒玛利亚, 你做了奴隶，你做了奴隶, 你还想来过节吗？
And become a servant, how can you celebrate your feast?
所以明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
Do you understand?
很明显的,
it's very clear now.
你看见说, 等到西西家, 这个一生下来,
so when Hezekiah was born,
他就是一个被落的。
He was already a captive.
然后最严重的,
the most severe thing,
弟兄姊妹, 你就是回来了,
even if you return,
你也不需要过节了,
you cannot celebrate your feast.
因为现在亚哈斯已经把殿门把它关了。
Because now Ahaz already closed the door of the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
殿门关了, 就不需要朝圣了。
You close the temple of the Lord, you cannot celebrate your feast.
那么不要朝圣, 你还要唱上行诗吗？
If you cannot celebrate your feast, how can you sing the song of degree?
你当然不需要唱了。
You cannot.
你还要在神的殿里面唱西西家的歌吗？ 当然不需要了。
Can you sing the songs of Hezekiah? You cannot.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你看见吗？ 就在西西家登基的那一天，第一天，
the first day when Hezekiah was enthroned,
圣经说元月元年正月，
so the Bible said that it's the first day of the year.
就是他坐宝座的那个年的那个正月。
It's the first day when he was enthroned.
从第一天开始,
from the first day.
弟兄姊妹, 今年2013年,
so brothers and sisters, this year is 2013.
现在是刚开始的, 现在刚好这一年的正月。
Now is the first month of this year.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
现在神把西西家带到宝座。
And God took Hezekiah to his throne.
因为他依靠耶和华。
Because he depended on Jehovah.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
He did the things that look right in the eyes of Jehovah.
他父亲把整个的殿门关了。
His father closed the door of the temple.
他等于把整个的犹太两个支派， 好像把他kidnap， 好像把他绑票， 绑到完全像北国一样。
It's like the way it's as if he kidnapped the entire two tribes, like the northern kingdom.
结果圣经告诉我们什么？
So the Bible told us.
他一登上宝座，
after he was enthroned,
第一件事情，
the first thing he was going to do is.
你看一个人， 你就看他第一件做什么事。
If you see a person, you see the first thing that person does.
他第一件做的事，
The first thing he did was
就是开了耶和华的殿门。
To open the temple of Jehovah.
你明白
the door of the temple.
Yeah, 你知道的意思很好，不一定是。那所以你看见吗？就是说他第一个就把门就打开了。
The first thing is that he opened the door of the temple.
那么如果你把 gate 打开的话，
if you open the gate,
这些人当然从南边就进去了。
Of course, people came from south.
所以明白吗？如果殿没有打开的话，
if the door of the temple could not be opened,
整个以色列当时被掳的嘛。
The whole Israelites were captured.
你当然不要唱上行诗嘛。
Of course, they could not sing the songs of
the Lord. 你这个路根本不要走的嘛。
There's no way you could walk.
你只要拜偶像就可以嘛。
Just worship idols.
任何的人事物都可以取代神的地位。
Anybody, anything can replace God.
到了该聚会的时候。
Now you have to meet.
哪件事重要呢？
Is it important?
是你儿女重要呢？还是今年来的主面前重要呢？
Is it more important of to take care of your children or come to the Lord?
你知道许多时候常常儿女是比主的事更重要。
You know, sometimes our children are more important than the Lord.
所以你看见没有？
So did you see that?
好多弟兄姊妹
so many brothers and
到了主日为着训练孩子那个踢足球的缘故
on the Lord's day, in order to take care of their children,
他可以主日早晨不聚会的
team, they can sacrifice meat.
任何东西只要取代主的地位的
if anything can replace the position of God,
就证明我们被掳了
that proved that you've been captured.
我们被儿女掳去了
you've been captured by your children.
我们被事业掳去了
you've been captured by your
我们被太多的事情掳去了
and so many things captured.
明白吗？这个殿的门是关的。
Therefore, the gate of the temple is
closed. 你怎么会来到神的面前呢？
How can you come to the Lord?
能来聚会已经不错了。
It's good. You just make it.
礼拜天做做礼拜就已经很好了。
Come and worship a little bit.
难道还有一些追求吗？
Is there more pursuit?
难道还要来祷告吗？
Now, do you need to pray?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Did you see that?
这不就是今天教会的光景吗？
Isn't that the tradition of the church nowadays?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
等到殿门一开以后，
until the gate of the temple was opened,
他就把众祭司和利未人就找来了。
He bring the all the priests and the Levites.
把他们聚集在东边的宽阔处。
He gathered them at that white place at the east place.
那就是所罗门廊下。
That is the Solomon's corridor.
那就是阿尔南的合场。
That's the threshing floor of Arauna.
你记不记得大卫怎样到了合场？
Do you remember how David went to the threshing floor?
神怎样借着十字架把他的麦壳跟麦粒完全分开了？
How God used the cross to separate the wheat and the chaff.
所以他要做洁净的工作。
Therefore, God wants to do a cleansing work.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
下面从第一天开始。
Follow them the first day.
他们一共做一共接近了一共接近了一共接近了十六天就把它做完了。
They used 16 days to do the cleansing work.
一直到正月十六号。
Until January 16th.
在弟兄姊妹，你正月十四号不是过逾越节吗？
Isn't that the day you celebrate Passover?
证明他们没有过逾越节。
They did not.
都是偶像嘛。
Because there were so many idols.
都是污秽嘛。
It's all filth.
所以你看见在正月十四号，
十六
天才把那垃圾，才把那些偶像全部把它拆掉的。
They clear all the evil idols.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见西家一登上宝座。
So when Hezekiah was enthroned,
第一件事情
the first thing he did
就是洁净圣殿
is to cleanse the temple.
为什么主耶稣在地上两次洁净圣殿？
Why did Jesus cleanse the temple two times?
如果你要明白属灵的意思的话，
if you want to know the spiritual significance,
你要回到西西家的故事。
If I come back to the story of Hezekiah, 所以
你看西西家就把圣殿就洁净了。
You see that Hezekiah cleansed the temple.
然后西西家就带领他们献上赎罪祭。
And Hezekiah led them to bring the burnt offering.
然后献上燔祭。
Sin offering, burnt offering.
那么更稀奇的。
The more amazing thing.
圣经说西西王和众首领又吩咐利未人，又告诉利未人。
You see that Hezekiah and the leaders ordered the Levites.
那么告诉他们用大卫和先见亚撒的诗词来颂赞耶和华。
That they would praise Jehovah with the songs of David and Asaph.
所以你看见吗？现在。你要回到当初的。
Now you have to go back to the beginning.
要回到诗篇的。
You have to go back to the song.
所以现在你们不要随便用任何的词。
Do not use any kind of song.
你们要用大卫和亚撒的词。
You have to use the song, the words of David.
颂赞耶和华。
To praise Jehovah.
于是他们就欢欢喜喜的颂赞耶和华，低头敬拜。
Therefore they worship Jehovah and bow their head and worship.
这就是第一件接近圣殿。
This is the first thing that he cleansed the temple. Therefore, brothers and sisters, if he could cleanse the temple,
那现在不是应该去再去过节了吗？
Now they can continue the feast.
那第一个月已经过去了。
So now the first month already passed away.
你要忙着接近圣殿。
You're so busy on cleansing.
所以到了第二个月的时候。
So when it's the second month,
你知道西西亚做了一件空前绝后的事。
You know that Hezekiah did something that nobody had done before.
在历史上从来没有做过。
It never happened in the history.
自从以色列分裂以后。
Ever since the dividing of the Israelites.
这些人从来没有做过。
This never happened before.
第一，你自己的家已经着火了。
Your house is already burned.
你还救别人家的火吗？
How can you,
你自己家都偶像，你怎么去救别人呢？
You have an idol in your house. How can you rescue others?
所以弟兄姊妹，现在他接近他们自己的圣殿。
Now you have to cleanse their own temple.
那么现在马上你要做什么？
So now what he
如果门打开了
if he opened the gate of the
大家就可以来过节了
Everybody can come and celebrate the feast.
犹大支派两个支派来过节已经好得不得了了
The two tribes of Judah can come, that's already good.
他们就被掳到偶像
But they've been captive.
你叫他来他也不来了
If you want them to come, they cannot
他根本没有时间要来
They did not have the time.
所以弟兄姊妹你叫不等于白叫吗
You call them, it's in vain.
但是西西家所做的超过这些事
But what Hezekiah had done is exceeding that.
他写信给北国支派的人
He wrote to the northern tribes.
写给以法莲和马拿西人
He wrote to the Ephraims and Manasseh.
邀请他们
And invited them.
你们和我们一同来过节
Come and celebrate the feast with us.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
自从分裂以后
ever since the dividing of the kingdom,
你叫他来他也不来
even if you call them they will not come
但是西家是个认识神的
but Hezekiah is someone who knew God
他知道北国是在将亡的时候
he knew that the northern kingdom was dying
明白吗他们的心需要归向主
their heart need to turn back to the Lord
如果他写信给北国的话
if you write the letters to the northern kingdom
如果你从政治角度去解读的话
from the political point to help them
难道你要牢笼我们的人心吗
Is it that they wanted to gain
bribe
them?
所以在整个西夏的感觉里面，他没有那个感觉。
But Hezekiah did not have such an intention.
他只有属灵的感觉。
He only had the spiritual motive.
你们没有多少时间呢
You don't have much time left.
你们愿意被裸到远方呢
Are you willing to be kept
far away from God? 再也不能来到神面前。
And not be able to come to God
还是在你们要灭亡以前。
And before you're
dying. 要离开家以前。
Before you depart from your home.
你们好久都不来了。
You haven't show up for a long time.
能不能见见神的面
But can you come and see God again?
能不能来到圣殿？能不能来圣城
？Can you come to the holy temple and the holy city?
明白吗？这封信太重要。
This letter is so important.
这封信要感动他们。
This letter is supposed to touch them.
而且很重要，你知道。
And the most important thing is.
后来和整个耶路撒冷的改观有关系。
It has to do with the change of Jerusalem later on.
弟兄姊妹，结果很多人笑他。
So many people laughed at him.
但是有的人回来了。
And some people returned.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
就是二月十四号，不是正月十四号。
Just at the second month on the 14th day.
他们就庆祝。
They celebrate the feast of Passover.
那么现在你看，以法莲人也来了，马拿西人也来了。
You see the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh show up.
然后你看见说，这个很多还以撒家的人、西伯伦通通来了。
You see that the tribes of Issachar and the Hebron they show up.
从来没有过这件事。
It never happened before.
这些人为什么不被掳
？Why were these people captured?
他们被政治掳去了。
They've been captured by the political.
你不能不爱我们呢。
You had to
你跑到那里去，不就是不是你就不爱我们了吗
？If you depart from us, that shows you don't love.
哪里没有主的同在呢
？So can God present anywhere?
你只要跟我们在一起聚会就可以了。
You meet with us, and that's okay.
什么见证不主的人，那是另外一件事。
Whether there's a testimony or not, there's not another thing.
弟兄们，你明白吗
？So do you understand?
因为这个缘故，今天教会当然就四分五裂。
Of course, you see the dividing of the church.
每个人一个山头，每一个人都建起一个门户，当然怎么不会分门别类呢
？Everybody build their worship center of their. Of course, there's division.
现在全世界有多少个宗派吗
？So how many divisions are there?
有300个吗？不是。有三百个吗？不是。
How many denominations are there? 300.
有三千吗？不是。
Or 3,000? No.
38,000个宗派。
There's 3,800 denominations nowadays.
每一个人都以他的聚会来做中心。
Everybody use their own church to be the worship center.
基督是分开的。
Is Christ divided?
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
如果这样分开。
It's such a division.
有了主的同在也罢了。
And you have the presence of the God, of the Lord, and that's fine.
有的聚会已经到了好像快被掳的地步。
But some meetings, they were like the condition of being captured.
你一定要维持那个聚会嘛。
You have to keep the meeting.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
在这个时候。
Under such a condition.
西家做了一件事。
Hezekiah did something.
普通的人不敢做。
That ordinary people wouldn't dare.
如果你这样做了，别人一定会怀疑你。
If you do that, people would doubt you.
你有一个很不对的动机。
You have a wrong motive.
但是感谢。
But we thank the Lord.
他什么也不管了。
He did not care for anything.
结果果然有人听他的呼召。
There was somebody listened to his calling.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在他们从各个不同地方来的时候
now when they come from all different places,
你想想看
just think of that.
他们来过节的时候
when they come to celebrate
他们怎么样来形容他们的感觉
how did they describe their feelings?
你看见最好的发表感觉是什么感觉
you see what's the best feeling?
当耶和华将那些被掳带回西安的时候我们好像做梦的人
when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion We were like them that dream.
南边两个支派像做梦的。
The two tribes of the southern kingdom, they were like
dreams.
Because they've been captured to the
idol.
And their king closed the door of the temple.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
现在他们重新走在这条路上。
Now they walk on this path again.
没有多久要见到神。
Very soon they will see God.
他们说我们好像做梦的。
They felt like they were dreaming.
想想看,
Just think of that.
那些以撒迦、希伯伦,
the tribe of
Israel, 好久好久都没有来了。
They haven't come for a long time.
现在为什么没有来？
Why didn't they show up?
他们被掳了。
Because they've been captured.
他们一面被掳到偶像去。
Not only they've been captured to the idol.
他们被掳到政治里面去。
And they've been captured by the political region.
弟兄明白吗？
Do you understand?
现在还没有自由。
Now they don't have freedom.
因为我是北国，你是南国。
Because I belong to Northern Kingdom.
我不能去你那里聚会的。
Therefore, I don't.
你看见我这个聚会散掉怎么办？
Otherwise, we'll lose our meeting.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
在这里就很清楚看见。
Now we can see that clearly.
因着这个缘故，
because of this reason,
神的儿女当然就是。
Of course, God's children are divided.
但想想那些从北方来的人。
But you see, when the people came from the northern,
他们走在这条路上。
When they walk on this path,
好久没有走了。
They haven't been walking on this path for a long time. They didn't come to Jerusalem for a long time.
现在从希罗亚池子一直到圣殿。
From poor Siloam to the temple.
他们终于走在一起。
They walk together.
这个南方、北方的人忽然间的南方的人。
All of a sudden, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom are walking together.
我从来不知道你是弟兄啊。
I did not know you were my brother.
我从来不知道你也是以色列人。
I did not know that you were Israelite.
我们怎么现在相见呢？
How did we meet each other?
每个人我们都觉得相见恨晚呢。
We just felt like we haven't seen each other for such long time.
我们巴不得早一点能相见。
We hope that we can meet each other.
为什么到现在才相见呢？
Why until now?
为什么现在才重聚呢？
Why do we get together now?
所以你看，这些人说我们好像做梦的人。
Therefore, they say we felt like we were dreaming.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
再清楚不过了
it's very clear now.
这一首诗
Psalm number 1,
特别等到那个时候从来没有过的以色列北方南方他们来到耶路撒冷
happened and at the time when the northern and the southern kingdom united it never happened before
他们要说我们好像做梦的人
they can say that we felt like dreams.
我们满口喜笑满舌欢呼的时候第二节
they say that they...Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing.
外邦人就有人说耶和华为他们行了大事。
They say that among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them.
敌人的办法怎么做？
You see how the enemy would do.
是 divide and conquer, 分化然后征服他。
They would divide and conquer.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
这么多年。
For so many years.
你看虽然以色列只有一个见证。
Although you only have one testimony.
只要他们是分裂的。
As long as they are divided.
你看见没有？
Did you see that?
他们就没有前途。
They have no future.
但是的确是大事啊。
But truly, this is a big
incident. 你看见遍山遍地，以色列十二个支派人都往耶路撒冷前。
You see, all over the mountain, 12 tribes of Israelites, they went to
the
temple.
所有世界的眼睛都张大了。
So all the heathens look at them.
耶和华为他们行了大事。
The Lord had done great things for them.
耶和华果然为我们行了大事。
The Lord had done great things for us.
我们就欢喜。
Whereof we are glad.
耶和华。求你使我们被掳的归回
Turn again our captivity, O Lord.
好像南地的河水复流
As the streams in the south.
流泪撒种的
They that sow in tears
必欢呼
shall reap in joy.
谁是流泪撒种的
Who is the one that sow in tears?
西西家
Hezekiah
是流泪撒种的
is the one that sow in tears.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
他们回来了
They returned.
他们回来了以后
After they returned.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible told us.
这个逾越节只是七天的
The Passover is only 7 days.
他说我们好不好再来七天
They said, let's celebrate another 7 days.
不够啊
It's not enough.
他们不够啊
They didn't have enough.
觉得七天神的同在不够啊
They felt the presence of the Lord for 7 days is not enough.
这不是律法的要求
This is not a law.
我们再来七天没有的
It's not the requirement of the law.
他们亲近神了以后
After they are close with God.
他们说我们好不好再来七天
They said, how about another 7 days?
然后圣经告诉我们说
Then the Bible told us.
这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐
Therefore, in Jerusalem, there's great rejoice.
那自从以色列大卫的儿子所罗门的时候，在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐。
Ever since then, the time of Solomon, there's nothing like that. Nothing great, no great joy like that.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
开心不开心？太开心了。
Aren't they happy? They are so
流泪撒种的，现在欢呼收割。
The one who sow in tears will reap in joy.
不光如此。圣灵做的常常超乎西家所想象。
Not only that, a lot of times the Holy Spirit did the great work that out of Hezekiah's expectation.
暂时，这以色列暂时不要回家了。
So these Israelites did not want to go home.
他们要做什么
？What did they want to do?
西不西奇 本来是你家的事，不是我家的事。
It was your matter before.
现在你家就是我家，我家就是你家。
Your household is my household, mine is yours.
如果你家有偶像，我一定把它打掉。
If you have an idol in your house, I'm going to destroy it.
现在很有意思，弟兄。
Very amazing.
从来历史上没有这件事。
That didn't happen before.
这以色列这些支派的人，全部的人呢？
So all the tribes of Israel,
他们走遍了整个犹太地。
They walk all over the Judean.
不光耶路撒冷，知道吗？
Not only Jerusalem,
还有犹太地很大的地方。
Also the land of Judea.
把所有他们的偶像统统打碎了。
And destroy all the idols.
是不是？
Isn't that amazing?
你绝对不肯打碎偶像的。
You would not destroy the idols.
除非你见过主的。
Unless you met God.
除非你尝过他的肥甘。
Unless you taste his fatness.
感谢主弟兄。
But thank the Lord for the sisters. This is not done by themselves. The more amazing thing is,
这些以色列的百姓,
all these Israelites,
他们说我们先一起回到以色列,
let's go back to Israel together.
把所有以色列的那些偶像统统把它打掉了,
and destroy all the idols in the land of Israel.
你看这不是圣灵做的事吗?
Isn't that the work of the Holy Spirit?
你不过节你怎么对付偶像?
If you don't celebrate the feast, how can you deal with idols?
你告诉你说不可以这样不可以那样。
You tell the young people not to do this and that.
你从来没有带他来到主的面前。
But you never bring him before the Lord.
他怎么会舍得偶像呢?
How will he give up the idols?
所以明白吗?
So、
你只要遇见主
Once you met the Lord,
你只要真的像做梦的一样
When you really felt like the dreaming person,
那个结果是超乎你所求所想的
The result will exceed your expectations.
然后圣经说
Then the Bible says
他们个人才回到个人的家里
Therefore, they each one returned to their home.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
因为他们现在慢慢有这个习惯了
Because now they're accustomed to the new habit.
有了属灵的习惯
They have a spiritual habit.
先求他的国和他的义
They seek their kingdom and his righteousness first.
你就要等到后来真的耶路撒冷真的撒玛利亚被围困的时候
Wait until later when Samaria was being surrounded by enemies.
他们知道他们要逃到哪里去
They knew where to escape.
所以明白吗?
So they understand.
因为这个缘故
Because of that.
除了有些被掳之外
Because only a few being captured.
有的在被掳之前
Some
因为他养成习惯已经来过节了嘛
they were habitually going to
明白不明白所以等到苦难来到的时候
so that when the turmoil comes,
哪里是他们的避难所
Where is their shelter?
耶路撒冷
That is Jerusalem.
是他们的避难所
Jerusalem is their shelter.
现在他会明白他们要怎样隐藏在至高者的荫下
How could they hide under the shadow of the great mighty one?
那因为那些人涌入耶路撒冷。
And because all these people went to Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹，现在麻烦了。
Now trouble came.
现在耶路撒冷一定要扩大了。
Now Jerusalem has to be enlarged.
所以本来只是东城。
So it was only the east city before.
现在变成西城了。
Now there's west city.
所以这就是西西家的耶路撒冷。
That part is a part of Hezekiah.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这都是那十五年。
This is all happened in those 15 years.
神借着西西家所做。
God used Hezekiah and did more things.
考古学家的发现。
Now archaeologists have discovered.
他们难得找到大卫跟所罗门。
It's hard for them to find the things related to David or Solomon.
他们所认识的耶路撒冷。
The kind of Jerusalem that they understood.
就是西西家的耶路撒冷。
It's built by Hezekiah.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我想这里的教训已经很清楚。
I think the teaching here is very clear.
现在把它翻成新约的话。
Now if we translate to the word of the New Testament.
我想你懂得这张的图画。
Maybe you know the type that's showing here.
如果主再给我们十五。
If God has given us another 15 years, I'm going to ask you,
基督是分开的吗?
Is Christ divided?
你敢不敢写那封信?
Do you dare to write that letter?
你敢不敢写那封信?人家说你在那偷羊。
Do you dare to write that letter that people say that you're stealing our people?
Steal the sheep.
You're stealing the sheep.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
今天基督徒都是用政治的眼光来看神的儿女。
Nowadays, Christians look at the children of God with a political point of view.
问题是,
the question is here,
你是不是西西家?
Are you like a Hezekiah?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
就是因为西西家做了这么多的事,
because Hezekiah done so many good things.
他三十九岁的时候,
at age 39,
还没有完,
he did not finish yet.
需要另外的十五年,
he needed another 15 years.
把以色列人带到深处,
to bring Israelites into a deeper place.
所以借着诗篇。十五篇的诗篇
And through the 15 songs of degree
告诉我们这条路是怎么走的
We can see that path
也告诉基督徒这个路怎么走的
And we can show Christians how is the path
教会的路是怎么走的
That's the path of the church
当众支派就是耶和华的支派往那里去
When all the people of Jehovah travel toward the area
诗篇怎么说呢
What did the psalm describe
耶路撒以色列的见证赞美耶和华
The testimony of Israel praise Jehovah
所以请记得
Therefore, just remember,
当他们南北的都聚在一起的时候
when the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom gather together,
弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
How beautiful and wonderful is brethren gathering together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是什么？
What is that?
这个就是最后终于达到了终点。
that finally they reach their destination.
神的目的就终于达到。
And God fulfilled His goal.
对不起，我实在用了太多的时
间。Sorry, I used so much extra time.
但是我想只有这样，我能把它信息讲完。
I think that only by this I can finish my message.
请大家原谅，我们低头
一些，简单祷告。Please forgive me. Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，聚会能够散去，但愿你的话语永远不过去。
Dear Lord, although the meeting could end, but may Your words not end.
但愿真的有些人是为了这个周末而生下来。
May somebody be born by this weekend.
但愿真的有许多人能听接受你的呼召。
May somebody be accepted by Your calling.
叫我们不再过随便日子的人。
So we do not live our days casually.
许多时候我们好像活在永远里面。
Many times we felt like living in eternity.
好像我们的时间用不完。
Like our time is endless.
我们需要用电视，用所有的娱乐来消磨我们的时间。
We need TV or other entertainments to use out our time.
岂知道我们在你面前。
But we did not know that in front of you.
我们时间是可以算得过来。
Our time is calculated.
我们不知道前面还有多少年。
We don't know how many days before us.
我们不知道前面还有多少日子。
We don't know how many years before us.
但主，我们在你面前有一个祷告。
But we have a prayer before you.
因为只有我们这些活的人。
Because only the living one before you can thank you.
就这些活的人。
Only the living one before you can go to the house of Jehovah. Only the living one
能够生命长进。
Can grow in life.
只有我们这些活的人。
Only the living one
能为你。能为你做见证
can testify for you.
但愿教会的见证
May the testimony of the church be built up one day.
为着这里的弟兄姊妹，我们把感谢归给。
For the brothers and sisters here, we want to thank.
但愿他们为着你旨意而活。
May they live for your purpose.
为着教会的见证而活。
For the testimony of the church they live.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name, we pray. Amen.